Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Welcome to Not So Silent with your host, Izzy Santulli. Honestly, this podcast has been in the works for like a while. Guys, I'm like also shitting myself. I'm so nervous. I'm really nervous right now because I've never had so many freaking cameras on me and like lighting, and like this is just crazy. I'm 23 years old, and honestly, what am I, a TikToker, a content creator? I'm a content creator, and I've been one for a year now, and I started on TikTok. We do a little Instagram moment now. We do everything, and now we're doing a podcast. The name of this podcast, Not So Silent, is from me, because you guys know me, or if you don't know me, now you know me, from the silent reviews. So I feel like this podcast, I'm like, okay, I'm silent on TikTok, but like this is the spot where we're gonna just like talk about shit, we're gonna debrief, so it's gonna be Not So Silent.
Why did you wanna like start a podcast? What did you wanna get into, talk about? What did you wanna cover?
So honestly, guys, I have a lot of tea. Like, I just like, believe it or not, I'm a yapper. I'm like a certified, I'm a certified fucking yapper. Like, I can yap for hours, but like, I feel like I've grown so much on TikTok and just as a content creator in such a short amount of time. And I've also experienced so much struggles, hardships, good times, bad times, all that shit. And I just need a spot to just fucking talk about it, because I also feel like no one fucking talks about it. No influencers, no content creators. Everyone just like kind of acts like everything is just like, everything's all like rainbows and ponies, when like people actually go through shit. Mental health is real. Like, I go through shit, but I have to kind of not fake a personality for, you know, TikTok or social media, but kind of. But yeah, no one really talks about that shit. And I just want to fucking talk about it, so people don't think I'm like I'm a Miss Perfect, or that I'm just always, you know, having fun, because sometimes I'm not, you know?
And speaking of that, you had some like ideas and themes you wanted to touch on in the podcast, maybe that, yeah, you wanted to ask like guests or talk about yourself. What was some of that?
Yeah. So I kind of mentioned it a little bit, but like, I really want to talk about like mental health, like personal struggles that I've went through, personal hardships I've went through. We can spill some tea. We can spill some tea. We can gossip. We can, I just really want to show people the behind the scenes of an influencer world, because like everyone shows like, okay, cool, like the day in my life, or like the come with me to do this, but like not every day is like that. And like sometimes shit is real and sometimes shit sucks. So like, yeah, I want to talk about the struggles that I faced. I'm going to bring a bunch of content creators and influencers on, so they can also talk about their journey, their struggles, because your favorite influencer, I'm telling you right now, is fucking going through shit. They just maybe are not so vocal about it. So this is the space, Not So Silent, where we are going to be vocal about it.
Amazing. And couple other things you wanted,
yeah,
to touch on?
Yeah, yeah, I kind of forgot. Body image. We were going to talk about body image, body positivity. We're going to talk about
being single in your 20s.
Yeah, we're going to talk about being fucking single in your 20s and relationships, drama with relationships. Honestly, we're going to spill it all. We're really going to spill it all, but it's going to be a safe space, and we're just going to have like real conversations. Everyone I bring on, we're going to have genuine real conversations. We're going to act like the camera's not even fucking here. And yeah, we're just spilling tea.
So how did you get into this? Like after high school, what happened? Run us through everything.
Holy, where the fuck do I start actually? Bro, guys, I feel like I've lived 7 different fucking lives. Like, I don't even know where to fucking start. So, okay, I guess we can start in high school. I didn't start content in high school. I used to work at a real estate office just as a receptionist part-time. I think I did that for like 5-ish years, maybe more. I don't know, honestly. But I guess we'll jump right into it. I guess we'll jump right freaking into it. But yeah, so I was working at a real estate office part-time, and I'm going to just tell you guys the tea. Like, I'm going to go through my entire journey here, so get ready to hear me yap. But basically, I started dating my ex-boyfriend, I think grade 10. So I was 15, 16, something like that. And again, at this point, like, I was just like, go to school, get a job, go to university, whatever. Like, that was the standard. That was like that's what is the standard. So that's my plan. I wanted to be a teacher. I didn't want to be a teacher. You know why I wanted to be a teacher? Because I didn't know what the fuck else to do. I genuinely, like, I don't like school. And that's like a whole other topic that we're going to talk about. Like, I don't like math. I don't like science. I don't like English. I don't like geography. I don't even fucking know the states or even provinces, actually. So that, don't ask me that. But anyways, I just wanted to be a teacher because I'm like, I don't know what else to do with my life. And I guess I could teach. I don't know. So whatever, I was just, you know, with my ex in high school, everything was great and dandy. And then after high school, again, I was still in this relationship. And I was dating him since I was 15. So we were kids, right? And we basically grew up together. So high school ended. Everything was fine. We were still together, you know, all that stuff. And then university starts. And I went to York University. Don't go to York University. But I was majoring in dance and minoring in English. Again, what the fuck is that? But you know what? It's because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I used to dance growing up. Like, I was in competitive dance. So I'm like, okay, like, I can major in dance. Like, it's an easy way to get to graduate and get to teacher's college. Cause again, I wanted to be a teacher. I'm like, I'll just major in dance, minor in English, whatever. And so I did my undergrad for 3 years. And my last year, I dropped out. So I had one more year to graduate and get my, like, degree or diploma or whatever the fuck it's called. But I dropped out, and I was like, everyone was just coming for me. Like, oh, also, mom and dad, if you're watching this, I didn't tell my parents about that for like a year. I like hid it from them for a year because, like, they're very go to school. Like, because it's, again, that's all they know. They don't know about this, like, TikTok influencer content creating world. Like, right? I didn't even either. I didn't know it was like it could be a full-time thing. But so, yeah, so I hid it from my parents. And again, I was still in my really long-term relationship. And we broke up. We broke up. And I'm not going to get into it because there's no need to get into it. But just things weren't working out, and we just parted ways. And this was, I think, like 6.5, 7 years. So after that, honestly, guys, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I was spiraling. I didn't know what the fuck to do. And also, when I dropped out, actually, I missed like a whole fucking portion. When I dropped out, I became a lash tech. Wow, I fucking forgot about that. I became a lash tech. Yeah. So I was doing lashes for, I think, maybe a year and a bit. Got sick of that. And then I started doing affiliate marketing for a bit. Got sick of that. And then I was always just in love with, like, making content and things like that. Oh, also, while I was a lash tech and while I was doing affiliate marketing, I was with my ex. So, yeah. And then I stopped affiliate marketing, and then there was like a period where I was kind of not doing anything. I was studying real estate at Guelph Humber, and it was like online. Again, was doing that with my ex, and our plan was to kind of like be real estate agents and kind of be a team together. Like, that was the plan. Like, there was no other plan but that. So, and again, I didn't know what else to do. Like, I was already a receptionist at a real estate office. I knew background behind real estate. So I'm like, okay, might as well just fucking be a real estate agent. I don't know what else to do. So I was doing that for a bit, but loafing. I wasn't really like getting, I did like one of my exams in the span of 2 years. Like, it was really fucking bad. But yeah, so during that time, that's when me and my ex broke up. And I was like, I was doing a little bit of content, like makeup and beauty related content. Also, if you don't know who I am, I do beauty and skincare content. But like, I was just doing it like for fun. I was doing it for fun. And like, I don't know, I was getting like 20 likes, 15 likes. Like, it wasn't that serious. Like, I had a lot of makeup and skincare. So I'm like, might as well just like make videos. I also got influenced to like make videos from like different creators that I used to see. Like, I was like, oh shit, like that's actually cool. Like, let me just like copy them. So I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, they're reviewing stuff. Like, I'm gonna review stuff for fun. And then again, me and my ex broke up. I started spiraling after that. I stopped with the content. And but again, it didn't really matter because I was getting 20 likes, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a thing. But I started spiraling and I didn't know what else to do with my life because I'm like, first of all I knew was him for 7 years. Like, I don't know what life is without this person, which is really fucking scary. Like, so fucking scary. And that's why I was spiraling. And I'm not gonna lie, it was very hard. It was a very, very hard period of time for me. I had to go to therapy and learned a lot in therapy. People that say therapy is like for sick people, you are actually sick. You need to go to fucking therapy because I think actually, hot topic, I think everyone needs therapy. Everyone fucking needs a little bit of therapy. But I hit up therapy and my therapist, she's the best. She just honestly, she just gives me like real shit. Like, she'll tell me like, you're in the fucking wrong. Like, I would say something, she'd be like, you're in the wrong. And like, I learned a lot about like myself, not even like, okay, like help me move on. She taught me a lot about myself, things that I did wrong in the relationship that I didn't even realize was wrong. Cause that's just like a part of me that needs healing. So therapy helped a lot. I started to do things that I wasn't doing in the relationship. Again, like I mentioned earlier, I used to dance competitively for a very long time. I stopped doing that. So I got back into dancing a little bit. That really helped. I got back into the gym. And funny story that I literally tell everyone, but everything in my room, like, reminded me of him. Cause again, obviously, like, this guy's been in my life for 7 fucking years. Like, of course my room is gonna remind me of him. Like, hello. But like, my bed, my comforter, like my desk, like everything was like, oh, like I need to get rid of this shit now. Because I'm like, I also can't look at this and like heal properly. And also, I did not mention that at my real estate office, he worked there as well. And yeah, so it was very hard to move on from that situation or try and heal when I'm still stuck in that same environment. And yeah, so I was just like, you know what? I used to go into work like crying every day. Like, it was really bad. So yeah, I started with my room. I'm like, I need to get rid of this shit. Like, I can't fucking do this anymore. So I got rid of my comforter, pillows. I literally redecorated my entire room. And there was like this huge fucking like obnoxiously big desk in my fucking room that like he built for me. And like, I used to use it all the time, but I'm like, this fucking desk reminds me of him because he fucking built it. So I'm like, I need to fucking get rid of this and I need a clean fucking slate. So like, I took it apart or like I sold it or some shit, I don't remember. And I was like, wait, now I have room for a vanity. And I've like always wanted a vanity. Cause again, I used to see these influencers and these content creators like, oh, like get ready with me. Like I wanted to be that girl. I wanted to be that girl. So I'm like, okay, this is my time to get my vanity. And I got my vanity. And I remember like making a few videos, but like my first few videos on like using that vanity went viral. Like, and it was from the Silent Reviews, which, not so silent podcast. You get it now. You get it now. But it was Silent Reviews of makeup. And I literally saw the trend. People think I made it up, but I saw the trend and people were doing it with books. And I was like, wait, this would be tea with makeup. So like, I started doing it with lip glosses. I remember my first, it was like, I think right now it's sitting at like 6.2 million or something like that, which is literally fucking insane. But that's literally what started it off for me, those Silent Reviews. And like my followers like just like fucking exploded from there. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened genuinely, but like explosion, actual explosion. And again, during this time, I was still healing. I was still, you know, going through that hard time with the breakup and I was like trying to do new things, trying to change. And that happened. And now here I am literally fucking making a podcast and TikTok being my full-time job. Like what? A year later, not fucking even. But it's fucking insane to me that like shit like this even exists, first of all. And it's also like when you think your life is over, like it's not. And like, a chapter needs to close. I need to get this tatted right here or like here or something. Like when one chapter ends or if one door closes, like another one will open. You just have to give it a chance to open. And like the thing is with me is like I don't want to give too much details about like what happened because like, again, it's private, but if how do I say this without causing tea? but if I didn't get out of that relationship, I wouldn't have ever. Like, I would have stayed in, like, I wouldn't say it was like, well, no, by the end of it, it was toxic. It was toxic and it was just unhealthy. Lots of bickering, lots of fighting. And like, there was like a point where I realized after getting out of the relationship, I'm like, genuinely, we were only staying together because we were comfortable. We're comfortable with each other. We've known each other. We're best friends. He was my best friend, genuinely. Like, and like, I was like, whatever. Like, maybe we do have fights, but like, it's fine. Like, we can like, no. But yeah, change is so important. And like, I have change, guys, tatted on my neck. But I just like very like I just love like. I love a good change, but anyways, change, I love a good change, but no, moral of the story is that change is necessary for you to grow, and this is a fucking perfect example. Like, if that didn't happen to me, I wouldn't have been here. Like, I would have still been with him, I still would have been unhappy, I would have probably not knowing what I was doing with my life, like, probably still doing the real estate thing, not really doing it, loafing on it, like, who knows where the fuck I would be, but no, everything genuinely happens for a reason, and I'm grateful for the bad times and the good times because they've shaped me. That was yap. I took y'all to Yap City with that one.
What knowledge did you have of influencer marketing, brand deals, the beauty community, content in general?
So I didn't know anything, to be honest. All I knew is that TikTok doesn't pay Canadians. Just because I heard like some of my favorite influencers talk about that. And I know that it's strictly like you get paid through brand deals in Canada. So that's the only thing I kind of knew about it. I didn't really know any influencers like personally, obviously. Like I didn't know how brand deals work or like I knew it was called a brand deal, but I didn't really understand what a brand deal was. Like I was just like, obviously, because like now I know like how it works and like the ins and outs, the behind the scenes of it. But yeah, I genuinely didn't fucking know what this world was until I was in it. And I saw it all and I was like, this is fucked. Like, this is actually fucked.
How did it feel getting like your first PR? What was your first brand deal?
Okay. So I think my first ever PR. Okay. My first ever PR was like one of those like Amazon cluster lashes. But okay, we're not counting that. But no, at the time I was genuinely so happy that like a fucking brand is sending me shit. Like that's a huge fucking deal. It still is. But I would say like my first ever actual PR was from Aveeno. Yeah. And I was like actually like losing my shit. Cause I'm like, Aveeno Canada. Like, what do you mean? Losing my fucking shit. My first ever like really, really big PR moment was Glow Recipe, guys. Like, I remember the moment, and this is when I was blowing up with the silent reviews, like, in the beginning, like, genuinely in the beginning of it. Oh, also, I don't know if I mentioned, but, like, I blew up, like, a year ago. Well, actually, not when you're seeing this video. But anyways, it hasn't been fucking long. That's the fucking point. But yeah, Glow Recipe was my first ever PR moment. I remember the fucking day I was at work. I was at fucking work. I checked my emails because I made like a little cutesy email, like an influencer email, like all the other influencers do that I used to see. I'm like, oh, okay, like whatever. I'm just going to make an email and put it here. Like no one's going to reach out to me really. I fucking see Glow Recipe, like the subject says Glow Recipe. And it's like actual Glow recipe, like a fucking person that works for a fucking Glow recipe. And they're like, we want to send you like some of our essentials. I'm like, what the fuck? No, like genuinely, what the actual fuck is happening? So I was like, fucking hell yeah. And when they sent it to me, I literally bawled my eyes out. Like, it was the best fucking moment of my life. Like, I could cry right now. But like, I remember sitting there for like 5 minutes. Like, I was like, what's happening? Like, what is fucking, like, these are the brands that I used to like, oh, like, this is on my wish list at Sephora. And they're sending it to me. Like, it was just like, it was a crazy full circle moment. That was my first ever PR. And then from there, literally, everyone started reaching out to me. And like, Say Beauty, Kosas, Rare Beauty, every brand started reaching out to me. And I was just like, what the actual fuck is happening? Hold on, there's something in my eye. Okay, we're good. We're good.
She's put doing that, it for the tears. That as a teaser. She's doing it for the tears. Are you okay?
Yeah. What was I saying? Glow recipe.
Yeah.
What was your next question?
Do you want to go into the Glow recipe event, how it came full circle and you met Stevie?
Oh, yeah. Not even a year later, I was invited to a Glow recipe like event, and it was like a cute little like sit down masterclass type of thing. They taught us how to do like skincare and like what skincare goes first. Like, it was so freaking cute. And I met Stevie, head of PR for Glow Recipe. And literally, bro, he came up to me and he was like, I know you from your styling reviews. And I was like, shut the fuck up right now, because I'll actually kiss you. Because like, I was like, what do you mean you know me? What do you mean you know me? So I was just like, what the fuck? And he's like, I can't wait to introduce you to Christine. I'm like, the CEO, like the fucking co-founder? What do you mean? He's like, yeah, she's coming. I'm like, what the fuck? So then she fucking walks in and she's like, oh my God, I've seen you before. I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? So freaking out, fan moment, took pictures with both of them. And she, like, honestly, like, that whole experience was just so full circle to me, because it's like, they were my first ever PR and now I'm invited to a Glow Recipe event that's like exclusively for content creators. And I actually made it. Like, that was like, I made it moment. Like, it's like, okay, like, I'm here. And it was just fucking like, I was gonna say something, but I forgot. But it was just, yeah, very full circle. And like, it just like kind of like hit me in that moment. I was like, okay, like, I'm her.
Do you wanna talk about your first brand deal?
Okay.
Getting paid?
Yeah. Okay. So my first ever brand deal, I think, yeah, my first ever brand deal was with Pandora. And I was like, okay, T, because like Pandora, like, hello, I used to use and wear all of their jewelry in fucking high school. So I'm like, okay, like, this is fucking insane. Yeah, they were my first brand deal. It went well. They wanted me to do a silent review with their jewelry, which was fun. It was very like ASMR coded. Like, it was like, like, you know. Yeah, that was Pandora's tea. And then I think my first ever like skincare or like skincare makeup related brand deal was Anua, which is a Korean skincare brand, one of my favorite Korean skincare brands ever. And I genuinely like was using all of their products like way before. Like, I remember watching people like Korean skincare, it was like a trend. So I'm like, Korean skincare, fuck yeah, I want glass skin. So I bought all those things. And like, just seeing like Anua in my emails, I was like, what's actually happening? It was very like, wow, okay.
But so you start doing some deals.
Yeah.
And then a management agency reaches out to you. Tell us how that went down.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I started doing, I think Pandora happened and then also Anua happened. And then a talent agency reached out to me. Talent Nation, shout out to y'all. But they reached out to me and they're like, hey, like, we want you, like, we want to sign you. And I'm like, what the fuck is actually happening? Also, I was really fucking scared because like, I fucking heard like horror stories of like agencies taking all of your money and like agencies, like, they don't give a fuck about you and they just want to like use, like, bro, like, so much shit. So I was like very skeptical. And like, also, a lot of other agencies reached out to me too, but none of them really enticed me like Talent Nation. I don't know. I just had a feeling. I was like, okay, like there's something about this one that like is like drawing me towards it. And I also knew someone that was with Talent Nation. Like they had it in their bio. And I was like, oh, okay, like I'm going to reach out to her. She was also an influencer before me. I'm like, let's see if she even answers. I like DM her on TikTok. She answers. She like, I'm like, I want to know your experience because I'm not going to sign when I don't fucking know anything. So like, tell me the tea. Tell me the tea. Have they taken your money? But she was like, no, like they've been great. Like all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, like sold. I got on a meeting with the CEO, Mike, and shout out. But we had a really good conversation and he sent me over a contract. I read it over with like my dad a few times. I sent it to like a lawyer. I made sure like it was like, you know, and even my dad was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is this? And I'm like, genuinely, I don't fucking know. But like, who knows? And me and my dad were talking about it. And we were like, the worst thing that could happen is like, no, we were just like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, if I want to leave, I can leave in a year. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. So I was like, okay, like, cool. Like, let's just do it. Like, who cares? Like, what's the worst that can happen? And my deals went from here to here. Like it was insane. I've never seen anything like it. And again, because I don't really know how like this influencer shit works. So I don't know how much I'm worth. I don't know how much a video from me is worth. I don't know those things. Now I know. But yeah, they just really helped me put my name out there. And like genuinely, like I love those fucking people with my life. Cause like they just care. They just care about their talents. They don't care about making money. Like they care if you're happy. Like that's their main priority. And I'm fucking happy.
What were some of the big highlights of 2024? If you want to mention,
oh my God,
so many cool things happened that you got to do.
There's so fucking many. Okay. Number one. I was on a fucking billboard, guys. Like, I remember L'Oreal reached out to me, L'Oreal Paris, and they were like, hey, like, we want you to do a video for our lipstick. And also, we want you on a billboard. I was like, what? Like, actually, what? So, and again, this is what I'm saying. Like, everything happens for a reason. I wouldn't have been on a billboard if I didn't get rid of that desk, which I wouldn't have gotten rid of that desk if I didn't break up with my ex. See how everything works? It's fucking crazy. But yeah, so I was on a fucking billboard in my city, in Dundas Square in Toronto. And honestly, I never like kind of wrapped my head around this entire influencer thing until that moment. Like I genuinely went there and I was like, I saw my face on a fucking billboard and I was like, tears, like just like straight streams of tears. Just like I was bawling my eyes out. Like that was my moment. Like I was just like, that's fucking me up there. Like I did that shit. And I'm like, everything that I've went through, like, it's worth it. Like, look at me, bro. I was like, look at me, bro. I'm literally fucking on a billboard. Like, fuck. But a billboard was, I feel like that's still my, like, my biggest moment ever. And also the fact that happened within, like, not even a year is fucking insane. Like, and that's exactly why I wanted to start a podcast. I'm like, I grew so fast. I have so much shit to say. Like, so much. But billboard. I was also invited to my first ever brand trip with NYX Cosmetics, which is literally also insane. Like within not even a year or like a year of fucking doing it, like that's just fucking incredible to me. And I remember like that was the best trip of my life. We went to LA and it was for a few days. And then also that was when my agency was hosting their own event in LA and I got to meet like my managers and like everyone behind the scenes, like everyone that like does my emails or like negotiates. Like I got to meet fucking everyone. It was just insane. But I remember everyone on that NYX trip, they were like, how old are you? And I'm like 22. And they're like, sorry. And then they're like, how long have you been doing content for? And I'm like, not even a year. They're like, sorry. And I'm like, they're like, bro, they're like, the fact that you're here right now at this young of an age and you haven't even been doing content, you haven't even been doing content like full time. That's what I mean when I say that, by the way. But this hasn't even been your full-time thing for a year and you're here. They're like, that is huge. Like, we want you to know that. And like every day someone would fucking tell me that. So I would go back to my hotel room and just cry every night. Like cry of happiness. Cause I'm like, dude, like I'm really here right now. Like, I need to be proud of myself that I'm here and that I did that. I also got to walk the red carpet at TIFF. If you don't know what TIFF is, it's the Toronto International Film Festival, pretty sure. And L'Oreal Paris, again, L'Oreal fucking Paris, they're just genuinely like always changing my fucking life. They're like, we want you to walk the red carpet. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I was like, what the fuck is actually happening? And like, you guys want to know tea as fuck? The dress. Guys,
hey girl, thank you for being here. You are now part of the Not So Silent fam, and I appreciate you so much. To show my appreciation, I'm going to be giving away a care box each episode. To win one, make sure you like and subscribe, send a screenshot to my Instagram, and I'm gonna pick a winner. Thanks.
The dress that I wore on that red carpet, guys, was from Shein. Like, okay, first of all,
wow,
Shein is my shit. I love Shein. And also, you know what it was? I'm not gonna spend $1 trillion on a dress. And like, Shein had bangers. I'm not gonna lie, they had cute dresses. And I'm like, you know what? A Shein dress on the red carpet would be iconic. And I shit you fucking not, every single person complimented that fucking dress. Every single person complimented that fucking dress and asked me where the fuck it's from. Every single fucking person. And I was just like, oh, like, I think I told like maybe like two people that's from Shein. And like one of my friends were like, what the fuck, what? And I'm like, yeah, bitch. But so many fucking compliments. But yeah, TIFF was fucking incredible. I was shitting my pants walking down that carpet. But it was a moment. And what else? Influencer events. Like, I get invited to influencer events on the fucking daily now. Like I'm at an event every week, which is just fucking insane to me. I've met so many influencers. The crazy part to me actually is like seeing the influencers that I used to watch. Like, seeing these people in real life and also seeing like are you fucking real? Or like, Is this an act for the fucking camera? Or like it's interesting to fucking see like how people are in real life and like compared to like when you're watching them through the camera. But needless to say, I met so many fucking friends. I've made so many fucking friends, met so many like huge people. Like I just said, like Christine, like that's fucking insane from Glow Recipe. Like what? A lot of influencers I used to watch. I get PR guys on the daily now. Like, I remember I used to wish and dream and manifest to get packages or just one package. I get like 5 a day. Like, it's fucking crazy. And I'm like, it's at the point where I'm overwhelmed with all this shit. I'm like, what do I fucking do with all this shit? And like, it's funny that I say that because like a year ago, I was wishing to get all this shit. And now I'm like, wow, everything's fucking here in front of me. I can't even walk on my bedroom floor because it's filled. Like, I had to get a whole separate vanity to put in my fucking house hallway that's filled with like skincare and makeup. And like, I do giveaways on the fucking daily. I give my friends, I give my family so much shit, and there's still so much. And like, again, full circle moment for me, because it's like, I dreamt of this. Like, I'm really living the life of my dreams. Brand deals, guys, like, when it comes to brand deals, I've genuinely worked with like, I want to say like a lot of my dream brands. Like Glow Recipe, I've worked with 3 fucking times. Again, full fucking circle. They were my first ever big PR. I got invited to their fucking masterclass and I've done like 3 fucking deals with them. Like, that's insane. In fucking insane. But Glow Recipe, I've worked with Kosas, Say, L'Occitane, Anua multiple times.
Tower 28, Lancome, Patrick Ta, CoverGirl, L'Oreal, L'Occitane, Laneige, La Roche-Posay, Kosas, Say.
Yeah.
And so many more.
Yeah.
What she said.
What she said. Literally everyone.
So many.
So many. And like, most of them aren't even just one-offs. Like, they came back. Like, they genuinely liked me. and like wanted to work with me again, which is even crazier that like these big brands that I used to purchase or buy or like they like me and they want to work with me, like not anyone, like me. But yeah, brand deals went cray cray. And what was the next one? Oh yes, and then I started, like I was just mainly on TikTok, and then I started growing my Instagram. I started posting my TikToks to my reels on Instagram, and honestly, those did really well. Right now I'm at, I think when I started to really focus on my Instagram, I was at like 4,000 followers, because a lot of TikTokers came to Instagram to follow me. But once I started focusing on Instagram, like my Instagram blew up. I think I'm almost at 22,000 followers on Instagram, which also Instagram is very hard to grow on, like compared to TikTok. And I think 22,000 is like insane, insane for where I am right now and for how long I've been doing this for. But yeah, my Instagram's T. Go follow me on Instagram, Izzy Santulli. And my TikTok, Izzy Santulli.
So what point did you get at that you were doing your 9-to-5 job?
What?
You were doing your 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
And content at the same time. What point were you like, should I risk it all and quit?
So, well, okay. The real estate job wasn't even a 9-to-5. It was like part-time. I never actually did that full-time. But again, like I was just like, honestly, like I just also needed to leave because like my ex worked there, and it's not even that I would see him. It's that like just being in that building, like I just needed to erase like every part of my past. Like because I'm changing and I'm growing into a new person, I'm trying to be my own person without and trying to relearn who I am essentially. So like I was just honestly one. Like I have a gut feeling that like if I just kind of quit this job and put more into like content, I feel like it would really pay off. So I took a gamble. I really took a gamble, but that's honestly how I do things. Like I'm not like a plan B type of person. Like I just like to like gamble things and just risk it. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. But it fucking worked out for me. It worked out just because like again, like I put my entire focus onto it. Like even when I was studying real estate, I wasn't really studying real estate. I was like focusing on the fucking content because I'm like, I want to pop off. Like I want to be fucking Katie Fang. Like I want to be these fucking people that I watch and that they have this fucking life that I dream of. Like I need to be the next person. So like I made it happen.
How did you feel that when you were quitting and you were trying to make it happen, that was your only source of income? Like that's scary, going from having like a stable source to you don't know when it's coming in next.
So obviously quitting my real estate job and just going into content, which wasn't making me at the time, it wasn't making me like stable amounts of income or even like significant amounts of income. I was just like, you know what? Like, again, if I put my all into it, I know I can like really pop off and do this thing for real. And I knew it was possible because I saw other people fucking do it. So I'm like, I know I can fucking do this. So like I took that gamble. I kind of quit and I was worried at first for a bit. I was like, what the fuck did I do? And then at the time though, I did have the real estate just in case. Like I was still enrolled. I was still like there. So I'm like, if it doesn't work out, I still have like this here. Like it's fine. But it was scary. But again, like I was living with my parents. Like I still do live with my parents. So I'm like, it's really not that much of a gamble in comparison to when I have like bills and like all these things to pay for. I'm like, I don't right now. So maybe I should take advantage of it right now. And like being in the situation I'm in, living with my parents, living at home, having the ability to live with my parents and stay at home and, you know, not paying rent, all this stuff. Let me do it fucking now. Let me take the risks now when I can. And I fucking did. And here we fucking are. But in comparison to like content and like how that works with like It's, I'm not gonna lie, like I've talked about it a few times on TikTok and I've gotten like, bro, people came for my neck. Like people came for my neck saying like, how are you even like dissing like what you have or like, and I'm like, that's not, I'm not doing that at all. Like, I'm just saying that it's still scary because you don't have a salary. You don't have like a standard, okay, I'm making $25 an hour or I'm making this much an hour. It literally, it just depends. Some months are really fucking good. Like some months you'll get, when I say really good, I mean like a bunch of brand deals in a month basically, because that's how it works. Some months will be so good. Some months will be horrible. And that's just how it fucking works. And unfortunately, you can't really control it. Well, you can only control it so much. But when you have like a bad month, it's like, oh, like you kind of think about yourself. And you're like, holy fuck, like, did I do something wrong? Like, I didn't post enough. Or like, I didn't look as good as I did in last month. It has to be that. Or like, oh, like my content isn't, like people don't like me anymore. Like there's so many things that like you can say to yourself because of a bad month that are not true at all. It's just how it fucking works. And like, that's what fucking affects you. Like, and you still have to act like you're fucking okay. You still have to act like you're good when you go to these influencer brands. Like, hey girl, I haven't seen you in so long. No, I don't want to fucking say hi. I don't want to be here right now. Cause I'm all I'm focused on is how shit my engagement is. Like as bad as that fucking sounds. So I'm like, I made no fucking money this month. Maybe like I'm doing something wrong, but I still have to act like I'm okay. So it's very like not stable at all, which is very scary. Very scary also for people that have like bills and like bigger things to pay for. Thankfully, I don't have, again, I live with my parents. I don't have any crazy bills to pay for, but it's very scary. Very scary. No one really talks about it. Also, the scary thing is that like my success and like all this like, you know, like money or whatever I'm making from is from a fucking application. Like it's literally from an app that can just vanish one day. And I don't fucking have control over that. I can't like get into another app or like it's just scary. And it's all on your freaking phone. Like it's just like what if something happens to my phone? Like what if like, I don't know, like anything can fucking happen. And that's very scary. And it's also not like, again, it's not like a standard. Like people, it's not normal. I wouldn't say it's normal or standard to make money from your fucking phone. Like that's a blessing, but it's fucking not normal. And there was really no one for me to ask or like, there was nothing, there was no roadmap for me to follow. Like, okay, this person did this. So like, I need to do this. It was just kind of like, I had to learn as I go, which it was hard, but I feel like that also shaped me into who I am today. But it's just very stressful because when you see like another job, you're like, okay, they went through, you know, teacher's college and they did this and like there's a roadmap. There's a roadmap for every job in the world except this. Like you kind of just have to do it, dude. You kind of just have to do it. If you fall on your face, you fall on your fucking face, but you have to get through it.
Batching content, showing up happy when you're going through it. The personality that people associate you with when you're not feeling it. You're very loud and there's like an expectation for you to put a smile on your face.
Okay. So a lot of people also ask me like, how do you film every day? Like, how do you manage, you know? I don't necessarily film every day. Like it kind of just depends on like, you know, if I'm in the filming mood, I will film, but usually I'll batch my content. Like when I'm kind of really energetic or like if I'm like really feeling it, I'll sit down and I'll film like 7 fucking videos, get that shit done. Just so I have enough videos usually for the week or like 1 per day for the week, like something along the lines of that. So I'll usually batch my content. Like I kind of mentioned this before, but there's also, well, I feel like there's like kind of an expectation sometimes with content creators and influencers in general to kind of like show up still. Like again, like, we get invited to influencer events all the fucking time. And sometimes when I'm not feeling like okay, or like if I'm not feeling like my energetic self that I'm always showing online, like sometimes I don't want to fucking go. Cause my worst fear is someone saying, you're fucking different in person. Like, that's, no, genuinely, like, I'm fucking scared. Like, because I never want to be fake. I never want to put a fake persona online. It's just not who I am. Even through my content, if you watch me, I try to be as authentic as possible. Like, I make videos with fucking brands that I get PR from every time. And I'll say, this product is fucking ass, bro. Like, this product is shit. Like, I'm going to be honest because, like, there's no point. There's no point to me to be an influencer. Okay, first of all, I hate the fucking word influencer. Content creator. There's no point to be a content creator to give advice, review things, if you're not going to be fucking honest. Like, you're just like, what the fuck is the point? Like, just no. But I like really, that's like my motto. I want to be as authentic as possible. So if I'm like not feeling it one day, or if I'm going through shit, if I'm like struggling with something, like the fact that I have to like go to an event and say hi to people makes me want to sometimes kill myself, because like I'm just not, I just don't, I don't have the social battery for that. Like, I can't also sit there and like ask you about your life, because like I have so much shit that I'm worried about in my own head that like I don't want to know about your life. Like, I'm going through so much shit that I don't even want to be here right now. And like, you're talking to me and I'm not hearing it. Like, I'm just like so out of it. And it's like, you kind of have to have that expectation though to show up, because it's like, okay, like if I don't show up, like, am I going to get invited ever again? Or like, if, same thing for like deals. Like, if I say no to this deal, am I ever going to get a deal from this brand ever again? Like, it's scary. But again, I pride myself on being authentic as possible. If I don't feel like going to an event, I'm not going to fucking go, because I'm not trying to be fake to people. And you can sense fake. Like, when I meet people, when I meet these influencers, like, I can fucking tell, dude, if you're being real with me or if you're being fake. Like, it's so fucking obvious. And like, I just never want to fucking be that person. So it's a lot. And even like coming online sometimes and on TikTok and talking about mental health and talking about struggles, talking about the fucking things that I'm going through currently, and people fucking saying like, oh, like you should be blessed. Like, there's no point for you to be talking about this and that. Like, you have the best job in the world. Like, what about first aid workers? Stuff like that, where it's like, first of all, I did not compare myself to a first aid worker at all. Nice. But all I'm saying is that I'm coming on here to be authentic and tell you guys what I'm going through, because that's what fucking people want. People want me to be authentic and real. Here's me being fucking real, and I'm getting fucking bashed for being fucking real. So pick a side. Actually pick a side, because no. Because you know what it is? You can never win. You can never win with an audience. They want you to be real. You be fucking real, and they fucking bash you for fucking going through shit. Okay. So do you want me to shut the fuck up next time then? Because like, I don't know what to fucking do to make y'all happy. Like, I don't know what to do. But it's a lot of stress to like, also, I'm known for my energetic, goofy self. So if I'm not feeling like that, like, it's kind of like I'm putting on this like persona, which again, I don't like putting on personas. So that's why I try to batch my content when I am feeling like myself, when I am feeling bubbly and energetic, because, you know, that's me. That's fucking me. People know me for that. But it also should be okay to come on and be quiet, like to just be like, I don't feel like fucking talking, but I'm going to do my skincare. Like, that should be fucking okay too. But yeah, a lot of shit is happening up in the brain that people don't know about.
How do you not get stuck creative blocks? How do you look for inspo?
I get stuck in creative blocks all the time. Bro, there's some days where I generally am like, what the fuck do I film now? Like, I really feel like I've done it fucking all. But like, I used to be very like, okay, I have to do things that are trending. I have to like do trending audios. I have to, you know, all this shit where it's like, now I'm like, I genuinely want to film what makes me happy and what I want to film. I don't care if it gets 2 likes. I don't care if it gets no views. I'm gonna post it because I want to fucking post it. Like, sometimes I don't, like, whatever. And that should be fucking fine. Like, everyone is so focused on the likes, the followers, the engagement. post what you want. Like, the more that you're focused, okay, you know what it is? The more that you're focused on the followers and the engagement and all this shit, the more you're not gonna get fucking any of it. Like, do what the fuck you want, do what the fuck you love, do what the fuck you're passionate about, and it will show through your content and people will fucking love you for that. And that's it. Stop being fucking weird, dude. Just stop being fucking weird. But yeah, I get stuck in a lot of creator blocks, but like, I kind of just scroll through my For You page and I like go to like influencers that genuinely influence me and influencers that I like really like, and I will like get inspo from them. I'll get inspo on my For You page. But again, like I said, I'm going to do what the fuck I want at the end of the day. Sometimes I will follow trends. That's kind of part of the job. But like, I'm going to do what I love. Point blank, period.
All right. We have some questions from
We're done?
Fans.
Questions from my fans?
You asked them for questions. Okay. And they had some hot topics.
Okay. I'm scared.
So.
Sorry. Giggle.
The most popular question we got is, are you single and are you going on dates? And are you still talking to that guy?
Oh my God.
Bro. And did you apply to Love Island?
Okay.
So many questions.
One question at a time. Am I single? Yes, I'm single. Yeah, I'm single. And like, am I going on? I don't know, guys. I got Hinge. I like get notifications on Hinge every day. I don't fucking open the app at all. Like, I'm scared of the men on that app. But the one guy that I actually went on a date with on this app, he was nice. Honestly, nothing really happened with him. Like we texted a while after that date, but like there's no motion happening. Like, so I'm just like chill. Also, if this is my thing, if he really wanted to, he would. So it's like, you know, maybe I don't want a second date, actually, because I'm not going to wait around. But yeah, maybe I should like use Hinge more. I don't know. But like, I don't know. I'm just scared. Like, I also, you know what it is? Like, I've been single for like a little over a year now. So like, going on dates is kind of scary to me still. Like, I'm like, what do I say? What do I do? Like, I have to fucking introduce myself all over again. Like, I have to answer the favorite color, the siblings bullshit. Just, I'll write a fucking PDF out for you and I'll give it to every guy so he doesn't have to ask that. Because I'm over it. Like, I'm just also not worried about men right now. Like, I'm genuinely focused on, like, my career and, like, I'm just in career mode right now. So, like, men right now are a distraction. So, I'm just kind of, like, not really trying to deal with men right now, but also like, I'm open. I'm just going with the flow. If they come, they come. If they, well, that's but you know what I mean, like whatever. I'm just taking it day by day, but like, I'm open to really anything.
So did you apply to Love Island?
Okay, guys, I did not finish applying to Love Island because bro, the fucking also document, there's 90 questions on there.
Give the people what they want.
But I'm not sitting there, guys, for like, maybe one day. But like,
maybe you should get your manager to fill it out for you.
Maybe. Oh my God, actually, you're smart about that. But like, I don't fucking like, and also some of the questions are like, what's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you on a date? I haven't even fucking been on dates. What am I gonna say? Like, there's nothing for me to say. So I'm like, whatever. Like, maybe like, if I grow the balls and like go on more dates, then maybe I can fill it out after. But I do still want to, but I guess we'll see. Like, if I'm bored one day, I'll probably fill it out. If not, I'm not going to. Like, I don't really care that much about it.
The next question was, talk about the first time you were recognized in your fan interactions.
Oh my God. Okay, guys. Okay, the first time I got recognized was in a Sephora. I was with my two best friends and there was these two younger girls. I think they were like in high school or whatever. They came up to me and they were like, are you Izzy Santulli? Or like, no, maybe they said like, are you the silent review girl? I get that a lot. And then I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, we love you. And then like, they were being really loud. And then like, one of the moms in the corner was like, are you famous? And I'm like, no. I'm like, I remember at this point, I was like 100,000 followers type of thing. So I was like, no, like, I'm not famous. Like, no, no. But that was crazy. Now, almost everywhere I go, I get recognized. I feel like a celebrity. But, like, no, like, it's actually insane. Like, people always are like, are you that girl from TikTok? I go to the gym. There's always someone that's staring and they're like, are you that TikToker? And I'm like, yeah, girl, that's me. One time, literally, someone at the gym, I was naked. I was naked. And they were like, are you that girl from TikTok? And I'm like, can you just wait till I have can you just wait till I'm fully clothed? But, like, again, like, whatever. Like, she's excited, so it's fine. But and then another really cute interaction I had, it was in the LA airport. And I was in line for a coffee. And then literally this huge group of girls, they had, like, I think they were part of, like, a thing. Like, I don't know what they were part of. They were wearing, like, the same, like, outfits. But I saw one girl staring at me. Like, I noticed a few girls staring at me and I was like, they probably recognize me, but, like, they're not, like, you know. And then, like, one girl said something and then they're all just like, ah, we really watch you. And I'm like, holy fuck. Like, it was like a bunch of them, bro, like 20 of them. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then I remember I was vlogging for my LA vlog and I was like, do you guys want to be in my vlog? And they're like, yes. And then I did, like, a cute, like, fucking, like, group video and a picture. It was so fucking cute. Honestly, like, it was just every time I meet someone and they recognize me, like, I just, like, I love it. Like, I can stand there and, like, sit there and talk to them for hours because I just, like, the fact that you recognize me and love my content, like, that means a lot. Like, I'll kiss you. Like, I love you, you know?
You've talked a little bit about your acne journey and struggling showing your skin online or in person at events. Do you want to kind of go into that?
Yeah. So I used to struggle with lots of hormonal acne. I still do struggle with acne. Like, my skin is acne prone. But it used to be really bad. It was very hard for me to, like, look, very hard for me to, like, look in the mirror some days. Like, it was, and, like, when I have acne, like, it's always so red and inflamed and, like, so obvious. Like, it was, like, cystic acne too. Like, it was under the skin. Like, it was just, and it hurt. Like, I didn't even want to go out. I did not want to leave the house. I also never wanted to put makeup on because makeup makes acne worse. So I'm like, okay, so now I'm going to be barefaced, stay in the house, like, fucking depressed. Like, I was literally depressed. I wanted to go on Accutane multiple times. But, like, I heard so many opinions from people, like, don't. Like, there's so many side effects. Like, this is not. So I never ended up going on it. I've been on birth control. Worst fucking shit of my life. Literally made me turn into a raging bitch. I was psychotic. Like, people think I'm psychotic now. Oh, my gosh. I was fucking insane. But have to get off that. I've tried medical grade skincare. I've went to facials every month. Every single thing I've tried, it's always come back. So honestly, the main thing that I really did is kind of, like, change my diet. I also used to eat really bad. Like, I used to, like, order, like, Hero burgers every every night. Like, during COVID, like, I was, like, ordering burgers every night. It was always fucking burgers. Burgers every night and, like, Coke. Like, lots of fucking soda. I cut out soda. But, yeah, you have to really watch what you eat when it comes to acne. And, like, really, like, kind of experiment. Like, okay, like, I'm going to eat dairy. Let's see if that breaks me out in a few days. Like, you kind of have to experiment with it, which is what I did. But it's a long journey. Like, there's no, this is how to get rid of your acne in 2 days. This is how to get rid of your acne in a month. Don't ever watch those videos because they're fake, because that's not real. Like, it's a journey. Acne is a journey. And, like, you have to kind of just sit there for the journey and you have to kind of deal with it. But it was very hard, though, for me to showcase that to the public because I was so, like, insecure about it. And also because I never used to see anyone with my type of acne online. Like, no one. Everyone had the clear glass, perfect fucking skin, no pores. Like, bro, and their makeup laid so perfectly. Like, they had no fucking texture, like, no crustiness. Like, their skin was perfect. Or that's what we were just shown. But I always, like, come online and I just want people to know that they're not alone, because, like, I thought I was alone in that. So I don't want people to think that they're going through the shit alone, because I was fucking there and it gets better and it's, like, okay. But you kind of just have to, like, you're okay though. You got me. And acne is fucking beautiful. Acne makes you who you are, and it's fucking normal. People think it's not fucking normal. Bro, acne is fucking normal. If anything, you're more beautiful with acne. So if you have acne, you're hot.
Who do you get inspo from? Is there any specific creators?
Honestly, I love Ali Ross. Like, she, I feel like she is the influencer that's like inspired me the most when it comes to my content. And also because like I used to watch her all the time and she reminds me of myself. Like, she's very loud and bubbly like that. And now like we text a lot. Like, okay, maybe not a lot, but like we text every so often, and like it's literally like we are the same fucking person, just from like different fucking parents. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, I love her content. I think she's like a super dope person. She's like genuine and authentic through her content. You can tell. And even when she fucking talks to you, like, again, I have an instinct when it comes to talking to people. Like, I can tell when people are being fake and I can tell when people are being real. And she's fucking real. But yeah, I love her shit. Love her.
What is one thing you achieved this year you're super proud of, if you haven't touched on that yet?
But definitely my billboard moment. And like I mentioned before, walking the red carpet at TIFF, going to LA by myself for my first ever brand trip. Yeah.
What are your future goals?
Like, future goals. Honestly, like, I like would love to have my own brand one day, like whether it's like skincare or makeup, I don't know exactly what, but I do want to be like a business owner of some sort, like kind of like Kylie Cosmetics type of thing. Like, I want to have like, I can really see myself being like in an office like that, like whether it's like pink or whatever, but like, I don't know. I just love that. And like going in and like doing like making the makeup in the lab, like I just can really see myself doing that. I would love to own like a makeup skincare brand of my own, and really work on that. And what else? I would love to be like on a magazine cover, like that'd be cool or whatever, like, you know. Yeah. Oh, and like maybe like I definitely don't want to live in Canada forever, because it fucking sucks here. I definitely want to like I want to move away, like somewhere hot, whether Florida or LA. Like, those are my two top picks right now. I honestly fell in love with LA when I went for the brand trip. It was just like the best thing ever, like palm trees. And like the people were fucking nice. People say LA people are rude. They're so nice. And like everyone there is working hard. Like, everyone there has ambition. Everyone fucking here doesn't fucking have shit. Everyone in Toronto fucking sucks. Like, fuck, whatever. But everyone just like genuinely has ambition. Everyone has ambition. Everyone is there to fucking hustle. And like, I need to be in an environment like that. And also somewhere that's so different than like Toronto, because like I'm not dealing with the winters anymore. I can't do it anymore. I just need to be on a beach at all times. And I feel like LA and Florida are really good places also to grow as a content creator. I always said I'm not going to be that bitch that moves to LA, but I might. I really like it there. But yeah.
The girlies are asking, what's your ethnicity?
Oh, I'm half Iranian and half Italian.
And what was your journey with the gym? You did 75 hard this year.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I used to be a super big, like, gym goer. Like, all the fucking time I used to go to the gym, I used to weightlift. And then I kind of just stopped. I don't know what happened. I just stopped. And, like, I made a goal to myself this year. I'm like, okay, like, so much good shit is happening in my life. Like, I'm getting everything I dreamed of. PR, brand trips, billboard, all the shit that I mentioned. I'm like, but I don't feel like the best version of myself. Like, the best version of myself doesn't look like this. So I was like, 75 hard was like rolling around on my For You page. 75 hard was like rolling around my For You page. I saw so many like people try it. I'm like, you know what? Let's try 75 hard. And also, I like was not disciplined. Like, I needed to work on like just not even for the gym. Like, for like sometimes I would wake up at fucking 1 p.m. Like, no, girl, you have to wake up and get to fucking work. So I was like, I need to do 75 hard, not just for the gym, but for like mindset too. So I did 75 hard and I completed it. I saw a major transformation in my body. But also, I feel like the main thing is that it's not that fucking serious. And I talk about this all the time on my Instagram stories. When I finished, I talked about it. But people take it so seriously. It's like, oh my God, you have to like, you can't skip the gym for one day, or you can't like eat bad for one day. But it's like, no, because you're fucking human at the end of the day. Like, you're going to fucking do that. Like, and for me too, like as a content creator, when I go to these influencer events, there's not going to be fucking Caesar salad that they're giving out. It's going to be fucking sliders or burgers or tacos or whatever. Like, I'm going to have to eat that because that's really all there is. Like, there's going to be moments where you can't fucking eat good, and that's fucking okay. And that should be okay. And there's so many days that I skip the gym too. And I'm like, okay, well, I skip the gym today. I'm going to be better tomorrow. And that's really like what 75 Hard has taught me. But I'm honestly thinking of doing it again soon. So I'm going to try to post more of my 75 Hard journey on TikTok, because I really didn't. And some people didn't even know that I did 75 Hard. So I'm gonna keep you guys up to date if I do it again.
What does a day in the life look like for you?
Honestly, every day is different. Like, every day is different. Like, there's really no... And that's also something that's very stressful that I didn't talk about, is that because every day is fucking different, like, you really don't know what you're getting. And, like, I don't know, like, some days, like, you're gonna have to post something, but you don't know it until like an hour before. So you have to, okay, fuck, like, I have to cancel that appointment, or I have to fucking not fucking go here because I have to sit the fuck down and film this because this brand wants this in the next hour. Like, it's very like on the go. It's very, you have to have your phone on you. It's very like, I'm always on Do Not Disturb, which like I shouldn't be on Do Not Disturb, but like, you just have to be ready for anything. You have to be ready for fucking anything. So everything's different. Sometimes I'm just filming, so I'll batch content. Sometimes I have appointments here and there. I'll have like influencer events at night, so I'll film in the morning, or I'll have an influencer event in the morning, I'll film at night. Sometimes I don't fucking film at all because I'm like, I'm fucking tired. I don't feel like filming, or like, I'm genuinely like not in my happy, bubbly state to film. And I'm blessed to have the ability to not have to film every day. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use that ability. I'm going to use this. So some days I don't film, and sometimes I'll just edit, or like think about concepts for like different brand deals that I have, and like just do like emails. I'll go through my emails. So every day is like honestly different.
We have a question. What is your favorite rapper and why?
Oh, T. Favorite rapper? Okay. My favorite rapper right now is Gunna. My favorite rapper in general is Drake. Why Drake? Because he literally has a song, an album for every single genre. And like, when I don't know what to listen to, I'll just put him on and it just hits every time. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
What's your...
Champagne Poppy. No. Anyways.
Yeah. What's your advice for girls in their 20s?
Just fucking live. Like, stop. You know what it is? Everyone is so boy crazy. Everyone is so like, I need to find a boyfriend right now. Bro, go live your life. Go be independent. Go find a hobby. Do something for yourself and be independent. Because I'm telling you right now, like, you need to fully be secure and know who you are before you add someone else into your life. And that's what I learned when I was going through that breakup. Like, I didn't know anything about myself. All I knew is being with this guy, being with my ex. So my advice for fucking people in their 20s is just fucking live your life. You have all your life to fucking find a man. You do not need to settle down now. Fucking go travel by yourself, because it's different when you travel by yourself. When you travel with other people, I don't know. I love traveling alone. Like, people ask me all the time, like, I went on that brand trip to LA. How do you travel alone? It was the best fucking thing of my life. I sat in the airplane and shut the fuck up for, for 4 hours. I didn't fucking talk to anyone. I read my book in the hotel after an event. I would come back to my hotel room and again, shut the fuck up, order food and fucking not speak. Like, that is, I love being alone. And I didn't when I was like with my ex, which is again, very scary. You should be very secure being alone. I love being alone. Love it.
How are you feeling today mentally?
I'm feeling honestly. Okay. No, I had a mental breakdown the other day. Just because there's a lot going on, but like, again, like a mental B here and there is fine. But I would say like in general right now, like I'm doing pretty well. I would say like I'm just kind of overwhelmed and stressed by a lot of things, but like that's fine. It's life. but we're doing good. A lot of good things are happening in life.
How do you keep confidence while you explore self-love?
Dude, this is a crazy, who the fuck asked this question? Holy fuck. Okay, how do you keep confidence while what?
Exploring self-love.
Like, you kind of like, I don't think you can. Like, I feel like you have to get out of your comfort zone when exploring, like, the things you love to do and, like, what makes you happy. So you can't always be confident while you're doing that. Like, you have to be vulnerable and you have to put yourself out there. And, like, I remember, like, when I keep talking about this experience because it's really shaped me, but after breaking up with my ex, like, my therapist told me, she was like, you should go out alone and you should go to places alone. And like, and I'm like, what? Like, alone? Not even bring like my friend? They're like, she's like, no, go alone. And like, that to me was so scary, like riding on the subway alone, like driving places alone, just being alone and just like with my thoughts running was so scary to me. But I had to force myself to do it. I almost cried that day also, but I had to force myself to do it to now where I'm sitting here saying, I love being alone. So like, I feel like you have to explore and be like, you just have to force yourself to do it. And that's the only way that you're going to gain the confidence. You're going to find the things that you love to do. You're going to find things that you don't like to do. And you're going to find things that you're good at and bad at. And that's where the confidence comes from. But you have to force yourself to explore that to get the confidence, if that makes any fucking sense.
What do people misunderstand about you? Are there any misconceptions?
Misconceptions? I don't know. People think I'm bubbly and energetic at all times, which I'm not. And that's why I wanted to start this podcast, because like, I wanted a space where I'm like, okay, this is going to be real. But also like, humor is a part of me, is always going to be a part of me. But there needs to be an area where I can sit down and talk about real shit besides the fucking silent reviews or like the humor that comes to me. Like, there needs to be also real talk and depth. And that's why I decided to do this podcast in the first place. But did I answer the question?
Misconceptions.
Misconceptions. Yeah, people think I'm just bubbly and like energetic all the time. Whenever I go to influencer events also, I have anxiety. Like, every time I'm on my way to one, like, I have such bad anxiety because I'm like, oh my God, I have to like also like literally talk to people and I don't want to talk to people, or I don't know anyone that's going to be at that event. I don't know any of my friends that are going to be there. So I'm like, holy fuck, like I have to fucking make friends. And that scares me, even though people think I'm always like loud, outgoing, energetic, like can talk to anyone. No, like I have anxiety. Like, I have social anxiety.
What's one thing about this job that you didn't expect, being a content creator?
Just like, I don't even know, like, I guess like how many different like ways people perceive you. Like, I feel like I can be putting myself out there in one way, but someone sees me a total different way. And that's like, that's fine, because that's how it works. But I don't know, people are fucking mean. Like, I knew people were mean, but I didn't know people were this mean. Like, people genuinely like want to see you fail. People want to see you fail, and people want you to like, they want to see that their comment is getting to you. And I think that's like the main goal for these fucking haters. But we can do a whole other episode on hate comments and haters. And like, I have a lot of shit to say about that. But people are mean, and people like don't want to see you succeed. And also, there's a lot of fucking competition. Like, you can just sense it. Like, for me, it's like when I go to these influencer events or like whatever, like, we're all fucking doing the same thing. What's the competition here? The more the fucking merrier. But there's just, bro, there's like, it's just so competitive. Like, people sometimes won't even fucking say hi to you. And it's like, aren't we all trying to do the same fucking thing? Like, I don't know. Like, I just, it's very like clicky too. Very clicky, very like groups, like, these are the influencers that have been doing it the longest. Or like, these are like, you know, the older ones. Like, it's very like high school clicky. But yeah, people aren't as nice as you would think.
What's the most important lesson you've learned when it comes to business in the last year?
Business? Wait, what?
That's what someone asked.
Business?
Business.
I guess it's like important to like, I always say like investing in your business or in yourself is so important. Again, why we're here, podcast studio. But I feel like that's also the only way to, I feel like that's the only way to succeed. If you invest in your business or yourself, that money will come back tenfold. And I've believed that for like a really long time. So I feel like that has paid off a lot in being like, you know, running my own business, I guess, like being my own boss. And also, again, which is why I started 75 Hard, because it's so important when you have your own business to be disciplined. Like when you have a 9-to-5 or like a normal job, they have a schedule for you. Like they have, okay, you're working from this time to this time, whatever. When you're your own boss, you make that shit yourself. And some people think it's better, but it could be worse. Like you don't know where the fuck to start. And like, again, that's why I started 75 Hard. I'm like, okay, I need to act like a boss, like my 9-to-5. Like I need to make a schedule for myself and do that fucking every day. But discipline is really, really huge when you have your own business. Yeah, and investing in yourself.
What's the best compliment you've received?
Oh my God. Okay, I love when people tell me I smell good. I love when people tell me I smell good, and I love when people compliment my music taste. I love that shit. Like what else? I love when people tell me I smell good. I love when people tell me I have good music taste. Yeah.
If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Just being real as fuck. Point blank, period. That's it.
All right, last question. What's to come in 2025?
Lots. Honestly, well, this, number one. But I just like see myself being more than like a content creator. Like I see myself, like I feel like right now I'm kind of like a, you know, like she's the TikToker girl. Like I want to be like, oh, she's everything. Like she does TikTok, she does a podcast, like this girl's doing it all. Like I also really want this podcast to like pop off. Like I really like, I'm gonna put my heart and soul into this thing. And yeah, I don't know, like, I guess you'll just have to tune in and see.
That's it.
That's it, guys. Oh, my God. My first episode, guys, of the Not So Silent podcast is over. That was fucking insane. I hope you guys enjoyed. What should I say to outro it? Stay tuned for the next one or some shit like that.